But Not As You Know It, Afternoon with Michael and Claire. 17 minutes away from the 1 o'clock news here on News Talk 4BC. Now, some people have wondered why we spend so much money and time searching the stars when 95% of the ocean remains unexplored. It's, what do they call it, inner space, Claire?
Do they?
Well, that's what I've seen it on TV.
Well, if they don't, right, they should. That's good. Well, now there are plans for a Jules Verne like Sea Orbiter. It'll scour the seabed for wrecks and lost civilizations, and it could also function as a home for about 22 crew and lots of seabirds too. And
nice.
Morris Maslowski joins us. He's a futurist to give us an insight on how this might work. Thanks, Morris.
Hey, Claire, how are you?
Yeah, we're well. So you're all over this, aren't you?
Well, I'm not all over the ship, no, but yeah, all over the topic. And I think we're going to look for the lost city of Atlantis with it.
Yeah, look, that's not a bad idea, too.
It isn't, and if we find it, that would be miraculous.
I think that's misappropriation of funds, actually.
It really just depends on how you slice and dice it.
I suppose the most obvious question to ask if you're going to start looking for stuff under the water, would this be useful for trying to locate missing aircraft, that type of thing?
The answer is most probably it would be, but it needs to be built, and it's about probably 5 to 10 years away from getting built, and it needs to be used. I hope that we find an answer before then, but if we're still looking, we certainly might be able to use it for that.
We've seen an artist's expression of how this might look. Can you talk us through that?
Yeah, to me it's kind of like the Burj Khalifa tower in Dubai, the one that has a helicopter landing, that tall type tower. And the reason for the helicopter thing is it's got something similar as well. Now, most of this thing, though, is underwater. So you've got this huge tower that sits out of the water, and then you've got the equivalent, maybe even longer than that, under the water. And it's the underwater bit, of course, where all the scientists, and I love this term, the aquanauts.
Yes.
Oh, that's good.
Isn't it? I mean, I don't want to be an astronaut anymore. I think an aquanaut.
Oh, that's so 2013.
Isn't it? So where the aquanauts will hang out, down there doing all kinds of cool stuff.
Excellent.
We've seen this so many times in movies where, it's usually baddies, though, really, living under the sea, isn't it?
Well, it always was in James Bond.
Mm. And so you look out the window, and imagine that, being able to look out and see the sea just floating past your window. That would be so good.
You certainly couldn't tire of it.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
Look, the chances of getting this up and running are quite good when you consider the fact that it's got some pretty high-profile supporters like Prince Albert, Monaco, former NASA Administrator Dan Golden as well.
Yeah, and Jacques Cousteau's son as well. So it's got all the right pedigree around, but you're absolutely right. But having said that, they've had one tilt at trying to get money for it, and they haven't been able to get it.
It's a lazy 466. Oh, no, that's all they've got already.
It's what they had. So what they did was they went to crowdsourcing, which is simply saying to a whole lot of people, no one person wants to fund it, how about we all chip in for it?
Yeah.
And I love this French site. I don't know what it is in French, but in English, this is the crowdsourcing site that they put it up on. It's called Kiss Kiss Bank Bank.
Ah!
Is how it translates, and I think that's hysterical. It's almost as good as an aquanaut. Now, they were only able to get $466,000.
Really? Well, did they promise a ride in return?
Or? Oh, they should have. I don't think they did, but they should have. But they're a bit short, because the whole thing most probably, they're saying, will be $48 million.
Right.
A little bit short.
And you and I know $48 million will turn into, $100 million or so by the time they've thrown some decoration and put some curtains up and done other things.
That's usually how it works. The budget blows out.
Yeah. So they're just a tad short.
Mm.
But it's surprising that this doesn't come up early. I mean, where's James Cameron? Wouldn't he be on all over this as well?
Well, you think so. And I actually do think that it's got some merit, because we've seen this kind of exploration before, this kind of conversation, in hotels. There are some hotels already around the planet where you can, it's actually on the sea, and you live underneath and you see all, the fish swimming around next to you. So I think it's actually got some of that attached to it. But it's a lot of money to find for this, and they've got to find some great reasons for it. They've come up with a few, and I think that those few might help them. Now, they think that they can explore how to produce food and look at aquaculture. They think that industry could use it to be able to figure out how turbines might work better, how wind turbines as well, how thermal and biofuel might be able to be explored better. They talk about it being used for health. I think that we just have to give them some help putting together the benefits for this thing.
Yeah, well, it's got a driving dome attached to it. It could go to about 6,000 metres. And I know we always learn things about medicine from the animals around us. I mean, we'd learn a lot more from animals that we can't see, I suppose, if we got down there.
Yeah, and there's apparently so many we don't know. We're told that there's only about 250,000 animals that have been seen by people under the sea, and there's about 2 million or so out there that they don't know. I don't know how they can count something they don't know about, but they claim they have.
It's an educated guess.
I think so. I'm not going to argue with them because I'm certainly not going to count them.
I think it's exciting. I think you should get a go on it too. We'll try and get you a free trip.
Why not?
When it comes out.
Why don't we do an OB from it?
I reckon that's there's enough room for 22 odd people, as they say.
Well, 22 close friends, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's fine and dandy. 18 to 22 crew, I reckon we could spare a couple. And I wonder if it has fishing facilities.
Oh, I'd hope so.
I think, you're in the ocean, you might as well make use.
Yeah.
I can't see that working.
Why not?
Well, you can't open the door and throw a line out.
Well, you can up the top.
Yeah.
Remember, there's a big bit that hangs out the top of it.
It's like an iceberg. There's bits underneath and there's bits up top.
Yeah, well, it's 190 feet tall.
Yeah. You'd need a long fishing pole, but it could be done. It's technology.
Well, Morris, you need to keep us up to date with this, please. If there's any eventuations, we want to find out.
Not a problem.
Oh, it's always a pleasure to
talk
to
Morris.
Morris Michalowski, futurist here on News Talk 4BC. Thank you, Morris.
A pleasure. Have a great afternoon.
Well, we're going to try and, word of the day. I think we already have I think we have a contestant right there. It's 11 minutes away from 1 o'clock here on News Talk 4BC. It's Afternoons with Michael and Claire. A little